Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hello there, and welcome to the Irish Farmers Journal Young Stock Podcast, the podcast for young farmers, brought to you by young farmers and supported by Mocha. Barry Murphy, which you hear from our news team. Look, it's a busy time on farms at the moment, with lots of our listeners getting going with calving and lambing. Our team is back in full flow since Christmas with lots of farming news over the last few weeks, online and in the paper. You might have heard in last week's episode of Young Stock that we decided to change up the format, with the focus now being solely on the big interview. And this week, I'll be joined by the well-known Kilkenny man, Podge Dunphy. Dunphy does serious hours contracting of all sorts and is one of Dalton Chancellor Mill's greatest sales assets, visiting farmers up and down the roads to Kilkenny, Laois and Waterford and further afield selling nuts and fertiliser. For the moment though, he's having a great time out in Australia and he'll be joining us from there very shortly. But before we get into that, a special thanks to our Young Stock sponsor, Mocha, and we hear from them now.
Looking for somewhere to talk about all things farming? Then make sure to join Mocha and Afirma. Our Ag Affairs Committee are always on top of the latest farming issues and want to hear what you have to say. But we're all about having the crack too, which is why we have plenty of events and competitions happening all the time. So what are you waiting for? Sign up to Mocra today and make sure to add the promo code PODCAST so you will be entered into a draw to win two tickets to a concert of your choice in the Three Arena. Sign up via our website, mocra.ie.
Right, so Podge, thanks for taking part in Young Stock. You're the real deal for it. And look, to be honest, I was really looking forward to speaking to you now for this. And thanks again for doing it. Look, for listeners there, full disclosure, Podge and I know each other. We met there through the Rose Chalet this summer. Yourself as a Rose, Podge, and myself as an escort. I suppose, look, you were the crack of the escort group, and I said you'd be a brilliant fit for this. You're from, as you would say yourself, downtown Ballycallan in Kilkenny. So first of all, could you tell us a little bit about yourself, where you come from and how you got into, I suppose, farming and contracting and working with Daltons?
Well, Barry, it's a great honour to be here on the Farmers Journal Young Stock podcast. It's an honour for you to ask me to do it. My name is Podge Dunphy. I'm from Greig Ballycallan. I come from a beef and suckler farm there about a couple of miles from Kilkenny City there. So I suppose I always grew up around machinery and I grew up around cattle, but look, my father was never into machinery, I suppose. It's more the uncles. John was more into it, but my father, Pat, was always into cows and cattle, I suppose. And we were always in our own contract, and we were driving for different contractors then. I was driving for Hennessy's and Stephen Dunn and Callan and other lads, you know. And I suppose for us, machinery was always in our lives. But, you know, I suppose Daddy was always cattle drawn, sucker and cows. And I suppose now it's more animal farm I'm focused on. And, you know, I suppose the contracting thing is, I suppose I've kind of grown up past it now. But I always loved driving for lads. Well, I'd never own one personally because I suppose... We never owned one at home. It was always our uncle we were driving for, and it was all sucker farming and rearing calves at home. And Dad was never into machinery. He was always into just farming land, you know.
He's a stock man. And I think, look, the contracting game, it's for lads who want to work hard and put in the hours, and there's money to be made in it. But I think these days lads are struggling to get people to do silage during the summers and that kind of thing. They don't want to do it, or they're not there to do it.
Yeah, I suppose lads just don't want to do it. I suppose it's long hours, you know, it's day and night, and you have to really love the game, you know. And I suppose the one thing I just loved about it, I always took the holidays out of Chancellor's Mills and Kenny. And, you know, it's very I'm very grateful for them to give me the time off, you know, and I always went around, but it was a great way for me as a sales rep to meet farmers, you know. I was going into the yards, you know, and you get chatting to them about different stuff and, you know, it might make a sale or, you know, it'll always be cracking. I always remember going to different houses and every year I'd be, you'd be delighted going back to different houses, in for the dinner, you'd have a bit of crack. And it's the same crew every year that we were going back and you'd have a great old laugh. So I always enjoyed the contracting side of things, you know, and I didn't see it as taking holidays because I was kind of doing business on the road, on the farm. When you're meeting the farmer, you were doing that. That way you were making more sales, you know, because you were meeting them in person and you might have been in them yards before, you know. I was very grateful starting out on the road for Chancellor's Mills. One thing I was with all the farmers that I was doing contract was when I was driving for contractors was I got into yards and that really opened up. Lads got to know me. And then when I was going in to try and make a sale, they gave me a chance and I was very, very grateful for that.
To work in tandem there. And just to go back, I suppose, look, you mentioned that there are Dalton's, Chancellor's Mills and to be well known in Kilkenny and kind of wider afield, the surrounding counties. But just tell us a bit about the setup, you know, who's involved and what's the business like?
So, Chancellor's Mills there is a Kilkenny in Atoy County Kildare and Colihill County Laois. So they do everything, every kind of cattle feed. They have a hardware, fertilizer, everything across the board. Fine establishment, like, and it was a great honour for me to go on the road for them, you know. I was working on the yard and there for them on a loader. And when Dennis Dalton approached me about going on the road, it was a great honour for me and to represent a company of that name, Dalton Chancellor's Mills name, to wearing that badge, going around with that name beside the car, it was a great honour for me. They're a great company, like, to do everything from dairy nuts, sheep feed, to do horse feed, dog feed, anything, everything in the hardware, anything you want, Dalton's Mills have it. And look, they're a great company to work for. I was an honour to be wearing their name on my t-shirt at all times, you know, and they were, you know, they were very, very good to me throughout the time.
Yeah.
No, and look, I hope to go back there someday, you know, they were great. They were a fantastic company to work for, like.
Yeah, yeah. No, you seem to have just worked well with them and got on very well. And you mentioned there about, you know, going to farms and going in for the dinner and that kind of thing. Would it be fair to say that there could be lads you'd be going out selling nuts and fertilizer to, and you might be the only lad they'd have in the yard all week?
Yeah, it would, but everyone's on the phone. I'd rather meet the farmer, you know. When you meet the farmer, you put a face to the person, you know, and you're making the sale face to face, you know, and you build a relationship with these farmers so they can build a trust of, you know, and like in every business, something might make it on time. So it's your job as a sales rep to bring them out something to make sure, you know, right, I'll get out in the car to keep you going. And, you know, very understandable. It's all about the relationship and the reputation you build up with the farmer, you know. You have to treat them with respect. Like, they're the customer. They're number one. Like, they are number one. You know, to me, they're key in any, when I was on the road, they were key. And the customers that were with me were very honourable and, you know, they were absolute 100%. And that was for them to take trust in me, you know, as a young guy starting out. I didn't know a whole lot, but they took me on board. And I'm very grateful for all the people in Kilkenny and lads in Carter. Like, I was in college with a lad from Carter, Sean Galvin. He gave me a chance, you know, and it was massive that way. Like, I was selling to them lads. And, you know, it's great honour for them to trust in me and trust in the Chancellor's Mills product.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. And just on the product, Podge, like, just meal and fertiliser costs have gone up something else this past year, and a lot of lads are struggling with it in terms of input costs. You know, obviously, your lads are getting out the checkbook for nuts and for fertiliser, you know, big prices. How did that go for you? You know, was there a bit of a reluctance there from lads, or were they had to get them and that was it?
There was a reluctance there, you know, but farmers are very good. You know, it's like this, like, farming in Ireland has kind of turned into, like, their businesses now, you know. So farmers don't want that bill. Because, you know, like, they'll have contractors' bills, they'll have electricity bills, you know, they're buying new heifers, all that, you know, all across the bills. So they don't want any bills in co-ops, like. So, you know, it's like, I suppose for the milk farmer, you know, you go to them and around milk check day and, you know, they'd be delighted to give you money because they don't want that bill hanging over them. Like, because that bill is always there, you know. And likes of the beef farmer, then might be different. Like, you might have an arrangement with him, say, look, I'm killing these cattle on this date, I'll pay you then. And you have an arrangement then you know where you stand, you know. It's all about where you know where you stand. The, like, the milking man would always, like, 90% of them would always be like, right, come to me. And no, not a lot of bother because, you know, they don't want them bills hanging over. They have enough, like, you know. You see a lot of young farmers now, of young families, and they have to put kids to a school. They just want to keep everything, you know, in line and everything above board, you know, and just keep it all flowing nicely.
And everything taken over. And
taking over,
You were working before working with Dalton's. You went to Kildalton, is my understanding, and you had a good time there too, I think.
No, I done 4 years in Cork, in the Cork Institute of Technology.
Oh, sorry.
So I done a level 8 degree down there. So through Cork and Clonakilty, yeah. So I was at home there doing the Leaving Cert. I suppose, mammy at home, she was always back education, you know. I'm very grateful of it now. You know, I was always set in Kildalton, but when I, you know, I've met so many people. I travelled to the other side of the world here with two men here now, like Rose Slattery and Oran Murphy, two lads I didn't know. I met them through Cork, like, and Kildalton is a wonderful college, but I'm saying, I'm just saying, when I got the chance to go down to Cork, I said, right, I meet lads from down south of Ireland, you know. So I get four years in Cork then, and made me massive connections, you know, and I loved it down there. And I'm out here on the other side of the world, and it was down, you know, you go down for a few drinks down to the local hotel here in Australia and see a few lads. It's class, like, you know, from Limerick, Tipperary, all over the place, Clare. That was great help, you know. And
no, it's a good spot down there in Cork. And just you mentioned there, you're the other side of the world. You're in Australia at the moment, and you're not long gone. I think you left just before Christmas. It's going well for you so far anyway.
Yeah, it's going well for me there, I suppose. I'm flying it there at the moment. I'm living with a group of girls from Laois, a girl from Limerick, and a girl from Tipperary, and then Oran and Garrod. So we're booming. Look, we're all getting on great. They're all absolute ladies. The two boys are sound out. I suppose out here, it's all about who you surround yourself with. We're working now and we're flying it. I'm loving life out here at the moment. And the one thing I would miss is the fan. Oh, you know, it's being around anytime you'd be with the fan or with that. You know, if you're going home on Saturday, you'd be out around the land, you'd be going checking calves or seeing cattle or picking out cattle for the factory. And that's one thing I would miss now. I'm from a great parish, which was Grey Ballycallan, you know, and the Hurling Club, and grew up around them place. But I'd miss the farm just on a Saturday, you know, going out with the father, you know, a great relationship with him. So, just, you know, that's them kind of things.
A lot to be said for it, and it might be the only time you might get to talk to him all week, sure, or, you know, that kind of way. But it sounds and looks like you're having a great time out there. And is there many Irish out with you? You were saying, look, you've met lads from across the country and that kind of thing, but I'd say there's a good many lads out there doing farm work, you know, they're doing a bit of contracting or they're milking cows. Have you come across many of them?
Yeah, we've come across a nice few lads there now over the Christmas that come up from Melbourne and that for Sydney, just to see another part of Sydney or another part of Australia. They're all, you know, I suppose Monk's son is a big name around here, it's a big name in Ireland, you know, a lot of lads with him, they're up here for the Christmas. But then there's a few lads down in Moxie Farms there and they're booming as well. They just all come up around the Christmas. We're talking to a few now, but if we were hoping to go regional now, we're hoping to go to the mines up in Pilbara and Perth just for a change, you know, when we're out this far. I suppose it's hard to get in now. We're only thinking of it going in. Easier said than done at the moment, you know.
Sure, there's so much to see out there as well. You'd probably struggle to get it all done. No, look, and I hope you continue to have a good time out there. And just, I suppose, we mentioned it there earlier, this summer you took part in the Rose Chile. You were an escort, you know, the same as South Podge. It was an amazing experience. It was a great time and we made some great friends out of it. How did you find the whole thing anyway? And maybe why did you go for it in the first place?
Look, Barry, I'm not going to lie. It's the best experience I've ever done in my life. You know, I don't think anything was unbelievable. Like, I described it in one word. It was absolutely outrageous, like, you know.
Yeah, no.
It was the best. It was the best experience of my life. Try and meet you. I never. And you want me? Like, we're absolute great friends now. Like, we're all going off to New York now and Patrick's Day. Like, we're booming for that. Like, it was the best experience of my life. You know, the people I got to meet. You know, I suppose I was blessed with a beautiful rose there. Helen Geary, she was sound out, like, and everything about it was just unreal. Like, meeting you, the crack we had, lad, was unbelievable. I'd recommend any man in the country to go for it. It's one thing you will never regret to do. The friends he made, a prime example is James McLaughlin. I didn't know James McLaughlin till I came out till I went to the Rose Tralee. James McLaughlin was going without September to be a pharmacist in New Zealand. He came over to me for Christmas. I only met him down in Tralee. He came over to me for Christmas. It's been 2 weeks in our house here.
Yeah, no, it was a great experience. And they put so much work into it to making it such a good experience for ourselves and for the Roses. And you mentioned there Helen Geary was your Rose. She was the Waterford Rose. She's from a farming family herself. I think her father is a large enough dairy farmer down there, and technically she's nearly in Cork, but she was the Waterford Rose. She's from a farming background anyway.
From a farming background there in Waterford, yeah. She was a greyhound crack. I suppose hell was easy going, you know, and we had, you know, her family were so sound. I suppose our families and their family gone so well, it made things easier. It's all about who you surround yourself with. She was a great buzz off her, great energy off everyone down there, and she was a great buzz, great energy, and every morning, you know, you'd be happy to be escorting her, you know. It was an unbelievable experience. You met them all, Barry, and I genuinely stuck for words. I can't. It's hard to explain. You would even know yourself it's hard to explain. Like,
yeah, no, there's a bit of that. You
nearly have to go do it. I tell any man to do it, you know, just to experience. It's so, it's outrageous. I just wouldn't do it again because the buzz I had the first time was the highlight of my life, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I'd be the same as you there, and I wouldn't want to do it again because I'd be afraid I wouldn't have the same experience and with the same kind of people, you know. But no, it was class. And just you mentioned there about Helen, I think we're 77 at the right laughter one time. We were talking about what do you call a sprong or a fork, and she said it's a four pronged pike or something like that. But as part of the young stock, yeah, no, she I think she rang her father and all to confirm. But, no, what we do as part of the Young Stock podcast, just to kind of to conclude the interview, to kind of to bring it to the end there, we do a kind of a quick fire round. Going straight to the Helen Geary, and it, unfortunately, a four-pronged pike is not an option. Would you call it a grape or a sprong? The pot you'd have a home there.
Sprong.
Good stuff. And look, you've done a bit of milking in your time, I think, as well. Would you be in favour or prefer a herringbone or a rotary parlour?
Herringbone.
I think you're fond of these as well now, but would you prefer a chicken fillet or a breakfast roll?
I'd rather a chicken fillet with a bear taco, Barry, any day, mate. Oh, lovely. And a glass of milk, just none right about.
Yeah. And look, I'm sure you've done a bit of in your time as well. Would you prefer to go picking stones or foot and turf?
Picking stones. You can't bet. The father loves picking stones. There'll be no more went to a field in Pat Dunphy's land unless there's an ivory stone is unturned.
I also think you're a fan of the old jelly and ice cream, but would you prefer the starters or the dessert?
Sure, Barry, I'm not this ice and not eating, so I'd have to say dessert, wouldn't I?
I know. Hopefully you're getting some nice good bit of out there and that you brought some out with you, but would you prefer Barry's or Lion's Teeth?
Barry's, oh jeez, Barry's. I'd have to say that to you, wouldn't I?
I know. I'm not sure which ones I know, you Barry, wear. Yeah. I'm not sure which ones you wear now. Would you prefer Dunlop or Bikino Wellies?
Oh, Dunlop, lad.
No. I don't know where they say trough, but would you say trough or trough?
Trough.
And look, just to close it out there with the contract, and you've gone through a lot. I'd say truck now, but...
I'd say truck. I think I'd say truck myself.
You've gone through a lot of it now in your time, I'd say, as well. And you've spent your summers out there when you were younger. But would you be for baled or pit silage? Which do you prefer?
It's a big one. Pit if it's covered right. If it's not covered right, bales.
Yeah,
sure, it's covered right.
Yeah, that's important anyway. Look, Pod, it's been brilliant to have you on the Young Stock podcast. And we've just gone through very quick few topics there. But no, hopefully it's of interest to listeners. I'm sure Dalton's now delighted with the shout out. And I'd say I can listen. I can see Helen Geary listen to this now, and she'd be very delighted with herself. But no, thanks so much for joining. I know you're out there in Australia, and you're a busy man, and we really appreciate it. So the best of luck in the continuing with your travels out there and going up to the mines and that kind of thing. And sure, we'll chat again soon.
Thanks a million, Barry, and I appreciate it. And a happy new year to you all.
That's it for this week's Young Stock podcast. Don't forget to get in touch with your opinions and feedback on the podcast. You can email youngstock@farmersjournal.ie, leave a WhatsApp voice note at 086-836-6465. That's 086-836-6465. Thanks to Mocker again for their support. And thanks to you for listening. Safe farming, and talk to you the next time.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.